Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, and we're going to begin our program today by talking with you about one county in the state, Door County. Our guests today are intimately acquainted with Door County. Norb Bly of Ellison Bay, renowned writer and publisher, one of our guests, with us by phone. Norb, are you there?
Yes, I am, Laurie. Good to hear you.
Good to hear your voice as well. John Nelson, our other guest, editor and publisher of The Go Guide. It's a pocket directory to the Door Peninsula and Islands. John Nelson, welcome.
Thanks, Larry.
Really appreciate having you guys with us. And I have to tell you that I visited Door County many, many times and thought I knew the county pretty well, but I learned a few things when I went to the Go Guide and read some of the things Norb wrote and some of the other things that were in the book, in the publication.
The theme to this book is Hidden Door County, and that's pretty much what has been the theme of Norb's many and varied writings over the years, is the inner life of this unusual Wisconsin county. So we wanted to put it in a book and put it in a book that tourists especially could enjoy.
Yeah. Norb, it must have been fun to write about the county again for the book.
It was, because I was under a certain kind of parameters, especially length, and I tend to write long, and so it was good to get back to some of the old journalistic guidelines where, you know, you got to bring it home in a short period of time. So I found that a challenge, but I loved. I haven't had any opportunity really to go back into this except in books, given the state of newspapers and most publications these days. So, and I love doing this kind of thing for the Old Door County Advocate, and we've had a couple of other papers, but I've never been able to find the right niche. So this publication and John with the guide here, and as my guide too, you know, when we just talk over certain ideas, and I love the overall theme for this issue of the Hidden Door, because that's kind of what we want to do. You want to you know, sell the county in a sense, but not in the usual way, but in these ways that people might miss. You know, so many people who don't know Mink River, for example, who don't know the great kayaking that can be done there, who don't know the island of islands, I should say, Rock or Washington, and the interior of Door, which is in many ways untouched, still the agricultural part of the county, and that's another little treasure that people will get off the main highways and try the byways and the back roads. They miss this.
Yeah, they really do. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in with their questions or comments, maybe your experiences about with Door County and maybe some of the hidden things. Maybe you have a question about what to do or where to go there as well. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And John, I think your Go Guide, it's a kind of a different approach to other guides that I've seen.
One of the ironies of Norb and I getting together with my partner, my business partner, Bob Pohl, who, by the way, Larry, he's in the hospital. If I could give him a shout out.
Sure.
Bob, I hope you're feeling good today. But one of the ironies is that there's plenty of tourist publications in Door County. But you're right. I mean, we would have had no reason to launch this one if we weren't going to do something different. And our thing was to pull back the surface layer a little bit and get into some untraditional areas for a tourism guide. Like there's, you know, history, for example, and some of the other areas that are in the book. And it's still, of course, it still has ads and listings. It's still a tourism guide, but maybe a guide to a different layer of the county.
You know, and I love Norb's essays. Really add a lot to the book, I think.
Well, thank you.
Norb is a great writer. It was really, we were very lucky. Well, he and I are longstanding friends, so I think he trusted that we would do what I said we were going to do. But to get somebody of Norb's stature involved in this project, it was just terrific.
Well, John's good at bringing people together, and then I've been in the county long enough too. Over 40 years now. Last year was my 40th anniversary, and the first book I did, Doorway, is now going into its fourth printing. So that's been around over 30 years now. It'll be 30 years this coming year. So when we talked about this, the idea too was let's bring on the artists. Let's feature who these people are and show their work, because they too have this sense of the hidden door. So. Right off the bat with a photographer. Well, we got one of the best photographers in the country here, Dan Anderson, And John said, we'll use him for the cover. And there was a great photo that Dan had taken, talk about the hidden door, and just some beautiful red barns from an old farm here, outbuildings. And it's just, a smack of a cover, It's just perfect. And then he's got... two spreads inside the magazine,
yes,
as well. And John's idea, and I liked it too, let's go with some really outstanding black and white photographer, and that's Dan's forte, along with color, but black and white. And so his photos are just gorgeous. And then as far as the artist, to bring in Charles Peterson, who is now Chick Peterson, our Dean of Door County Painters. Emma Johns, a new guy that's really excellent, Craig Leitz, and we got Pam Murphy, Mike McCartney's our dog artist. We haven't done a lot with him, but we do have a section on pets in here, too. I mean, that's how unusual the approach was. Let's get things that people never talk about. People want to bring dogs and cats up here. What are you going to do with them? And then John said, let's go and explore that. And we're going to be doing things like this in the next years as well. Different stuff and things that people need to know and celebrate it in a way. So.
Well, it is great, and it is in print, and also you have a digital edition.
Yeah, John can mention that, describe that.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about having Internet access and creating a new website. It's called Door County Today. So the domain name is doorcountytoday.com. Is the material that maybe you want to stretch out with longer, we can put on the website. And so we've done so. And also recycle things that are in the printed book immediately go on to the website. But, for instance, we can't have videos or slideshows, et cetera, in a print medium, but we can make the website more of a multimedia exploration of Hidden Door County.
And it's beautiful. I will say that. Nancy and DePere, let's give you a chance. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. What a wonderful show. I've spent a lot of years in Door County because it's close, but 2 years ago, my son and I happened on the most magical spot. Maybe it's in your book, but it's a garden. It's a converted schoolhouse where the woman who lives there, has made this beautiful garden with whimsical sculptures and beautiful flowers. And there was a little sign in the yard that said, if you're interested in a tour, call this number. And we called, and the son gave us a guided tour through the garden, and it was one of the most magical places I've ever been. I don't remember the name, though.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we'll do some research. That doesn't immediately leap out at to me as to what that is, but that sounds awesome.
Now, the schoolhouse I have near me that was converted years ago was the old Newport School, where Uncle Tom, maybe Larry remembers him, Uncle Tom, the pancake man.
Yeah.
And he turned that old schoolhouse into his living quarters and a place where he would make his famous pancake mix and candies. But all the schoolhouses have been turned into something else, commercial, but and each has its own particular flair, and that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Though, try to find those places.
Nancy, do you remember where it's the road that it's on?
Yes, it's on County T, directly east of Sturgeon Bay, about a mile and a half, 2 miles.
All right.
Okay. County T is one of the great back roads of the county too. It crisscrosses, and it's a beautiful drive. That's another thing I tell people, where do you go when what do you want to do? You want to tell them, get lost in Door County. You can't possibly get lost, but get on the back roads and just take them wherever they take you.
I tell you, that it is, for me, that's one of the highlight vacations for me is to take the bike and get on the bike on these back roads. And I've done quite a few where I sort of biking and golfing, because I like to golf too.
Good combination. Bring your fishing rod too.
Yeah, bring the fishing rod too. At that early morning, a couple hour bike ride, and then around a golf and some good food somewhere. And boy, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Nancy, for calling. Let's go to Heather in Fond du Lac. Heather, let's see here. Let's go to you next. Hi, Heather.
Door County. Door County has been a part of my life, my husband's life, and our family's life since about 2000 when we honeymooned up there. And since then have brought our children their entire lives. We now have teenagers. And it's interesting. We go at least twice a year. People keep asking us, well, why do you go to Door County? Isn't there only so much you can do? And they don't realize all the wonderful opportunities there are, not only from nature, but of course from the tourist area. And I hesitate to use the word tourist because they have done a wonderful job of keeping things as natural as possible. But speaking of hidden Door County, I've always, I'm in radio actually, and I also enjoy writing, and would love to move up there after our children graduate from high school. And as a tourist up there, you tend to forget that there are people that live there year-round. Does Door County offer itself to move up there and actually become a resident? I mean, is it easy to do so? Is it extremely expensive to do so? Why just start a career and, let's say, do voice work or do writing for a living?
It's rural. It's rural America, so, you know, making a living, of course, is always one of the issues in a place like this. But people who really want to live here, and, you know, you meet new ones every day. I've lived here for 20 years, have found ingenious ways to live here after they retire or even while they're fully employed someplace else, thanks to the Internet, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge. I mean, I got here at the right time and got here. If you can believe it, it was too expensive for me to live in Chicago back in the late 60s. And yet, what was I paying? Probably $150 a month rent back there.
Yeah.
But I was able to get a house here for less than $10,000 with some land. And I'm still living in that same house. Now, it's probably the smartest investment I ever made in my life. In fact, it is. Maybe the only one. But that's about gone now. Yeah, I mean, about gone. It is gone. And so land is expensive. It's hard to find 40 acres anymore in a farm. I mean, at one time this was all true. But things change. I mean, there's a reality I had to live with, too. I got a whole history of love and hate with this place, you know. And once I began to adapt to it and learn it and know the people and love the people for who they are and what this place is, then I found myself in a protective mode, you know, wanting to preserve it, where I still am. And that's the reason I don't want to say I sold myself out to write for a tourist publication, but the idea being preservation rather than exploitation, you know, and so that we sustain what we have here, we preserve it, and we try to raise the consciousness of tourism, too, to the level of, you know, take a look at our parks, take a look at our artists, take a look at what, of course, the great sense of nature that's here that is the real draw card. You got people always trying to find a new, make a new icon, a new brand for the place. You don't need a new brand. It's branded. It's branded as beautiful in its natural serenity, and that's the thing we want to preserve. And I think we're doing that even in this way and trying to get the message out. This, by the way, is not a book. It's a guide. It's free. It's something you can roll up and put in your pocket. I wanted to see it as a perfect bound, something that would be certainly collectible down the road, you know, but I lost out on that argument.
Well, you've got 130 pages here of the official Door County Go Guide, and our guests talking about it, renowned writer, publisher, Nora Bly of Ellison Bay, and John Nelson, editor and publisher of the Go Guide. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, Jim Packard answering your calls and producing this program. I'm Larry Mueller. Talking Door County today with Nora Bly and John Nelson. Thank you so much for listening in, by the way. Always enjoy the many great calls and questions that come in, and virtually every one of our lines is filled, so I think we've Better go back to the phones here. And to Gene in Oshkosh. Gene, hello.
Gentlemen, and Larry, this question is right up your alley. I am very, very old, and I have kept boats on both sides of the door over the years. I have fished the door, and what I'd like to I've seen 50 browns in the air around my boat on a Sunday afternoon. We've gotten wonderful salmon. I have a 25-pound king on the wall here, 12-pound rainbow on the wall here. My basic question is, maybe it's just that I've grown so very old, but what has happened to the fishing? And where does one go? You've got some secret bays in there that might... tell me where to go to. You know, I remember catching all kinds of northern and smallmouth and browns and rainbows and kings, etc. So I'll take your answer off the air, and good fishing to all of us.
All right.
I wish I could advise. Maybe John has. I mean, I live near Europe Lake, and we have these small, beautiful inland lakes. But what the caller is mentioning, I think, is true here and probably everywhere else. I mean, what has happened to the fishing? We don't have as many charters as we used to, but in a small lake, especially the one that road that I'm on that leads to one, was noted for a perch and bass, and I haven't seen a perch in years. I don't think they stock the little lake anymore. Europe Lake, Clark Lake, what's the other one down there in the center, the big one? I can't think of that offhand. It was wonderful that kind of pan fishing, you know. I think maybe two charters coming out of Gill's Rock and one on Raleigh's Bay, I believe.
But, you know, Larry, there's just a point, listeners, towards something. The one thing I can do, I'm not an expert on biology, but we did an interview for another website we did this past year for Washington Island, mm-hmm. and in the process of creating this new website, it was for the Washington Island Chamber of Commerce, we interviewed Jake Ellison, who's a commercial fisherman, who's a gentleman in his mid-90s, I believe, and he's fished his entire life on Lake Michigan, and we thought it was going to be an interview, just kind of regarding a rose-tinted look at Door County and the island. And instead, what it was this gentleman in his 90s gave an incredibly well-reasoned argument for why invasive species have affected our fisheries and some of the other elements that have affected our fisheries. But I just point people, go look at the Washington Island website if you want a nutshell 5 minutes on what's going on with our fisheries. And, of course, this is from the commercial fishing viewpoint, but it affects sport fishing.
Yeah.
And that's at washingtonisland-wi.com.
And I would sort of disagree in some ways. I think the smallmouth fishing is still excellent on the bay side. And I think one of the new really interesting things is the muskellunge, the musky fishing. I wouldn't be surprised to see a world record come out of the Door County area at some point in the muskies, because they seem to be doing very, very well.
Well, I don't hear much of that here, but I'd certainly hear it in the northern part of the state. I mean, I know there's great muskie fishing up there, but I don't hear too much here. Well, I hope so. That would be wonderful.
I think it's coming. I think it's on the way.
Okay. We need it.
John in Green Bay, let's turn to you. Hi, John.
Good morning. This program brings back memories of 40 years ago. We were at the clearing, and my son just turned 40. And he was along, but my wife was pregnant. And we literally crawled across Door County on our hands and knees at all these various locations, including having lunch, bay lunch with Emma Toff.
Oh, yeah.
And... you know, we were out in, you know, the ridges. We went out to Washington Island. We were at Rock Island. And we were looking, you know, looking for mushrooms and different kinds of trees, and then at night we were in their ponds, the swamps, listening to the different kinds of frogs and looking at the stars. And yeah, it just, there is so much, plus all the good eating places.
You know, it's a great place too. That's a wonderful part of the county, and
as you say,
folk school.
Yeah, as you say in the Go Guide, it's really one of the a real treasure that's not as well known by most people.
No, and it's you know, it's so unique in what Jensen tried to create there, and did create in a way of. You know, studying everything from painting to photography, philosophy, history, you name it. And it's wonderful grounds, and you spend a week there. It's reasonable. You get food, lodging, and instruction for half the price you would pay. But that's just to stay here for a week, you know. So I highly recommend people who want to pursue kind of an elder hostel thing, but it's much different than that approach. But I've been teaching writing there for over 30 years, so I highly recommend it.
It is a magical place. And, John, thank you for reminding us about it and for sharing your story as well. Appreciate it. Don and Shauna, we'll turn to you. Hi, Don.
Good afternoon or morning, Larry, and your guests. One of my favorite topics, we love Door County. We never go during the high season. We're always waiting until most of the tourists are gone. But a couple of our favorite spots, there's a Town of Europe Bay Park that's up by Newport Beach State Park. And it's just a quiet little park and beach. You have access to the state parks. Trails. If you don't have your sticker, it's a great place to kind of access some beautiful scenery for nothing. We just love that area. Another thing that we just did last spring, we found it in a guide where people had these Belgian settlers had built these little shrines in their yards. They almost look like a little outhouse, but they're religious shrines. And we drove all over the back roads of Door County looking these up and finding them, and once in a while getting to talk to the families whose property it was on. It was a lot of fun. And just one last point, when you were talking about the ingenious way that some people find to make a living up there, I can remember one weekend we're up, and we stopped at a little studio and bought a watercolor that was very nice from a very nice young woman. And that evening, she was our waitress at Inn at Christopher's, trying to make some more money. So it's our absolute favorite place to go. And I appreciate this program. So I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Sounds like Don has found some of those hidden treasures.
Yeah, we have 5 state parks in the county. Larry, and 19 county parks, and then a lot of local parks as well. And those state parks are just gems, and including Rock Island, which is a state park now. So there's all that to explore as well.
But I agree with him that some of the county parks, and particularly the one he mentioned, some nice trails, beautiful
yes.
park, not a lot of people, even sometimes even in the middle of the height of the tourist season.
Right.
The people who live up here year-round, Larry, always marvel at the same thing, which is that, you know, say in July when 42 and 57 can be crazy, especially in the villages, all you have to do is get one road off, you know.
Yeah.
You have one road off, and it's dead. It's silent. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's probably the key message that this book is about and this website is about, is just, you know, turn right and away from the water, or turn left if you're on the other side of the county, and there's a lot out there.
John, if you want to mention too some of the other areas that we cover, which I mean, bookstores, you know, you rarely find a guy leading
right.
anybody to bookstores. I mean, we've got some great bookstores in the county, and these are covered in this guide. We cover the musicians. We got a wonderful island musician, Julian Hagen. We got Jeannie Coons, Kim Waters, Pete Thielen. And people. These are people that, you know, usually we be able to hear in the winter, in the late fall, when the tourists are gone, and we're trying to get them a little more front and forward. You know, get them on, let the tourists get a chance to hear these people. We had Frances May, long gone, but she was really I call her our unofficial poet laureate of the county. But I'm working in Jude Genereau and Nancy Ruffell and a few of us to get a poet laureate of Door County going, and I hope we're going to have one by next April.
Sounds great. We had several people have called saying, "How do I get the guide? Where do you go to get the guide?"
John, fill that in.
let me give you my email address, and anyone interested in having a copy mailed to them, just email me, John Nelson, at John, J-O-H-N, at doorguidepublishing.com, and we'll mail you a copy right away.
John at doorguidepublishing.com.
Yep.
Okay, well, and some calls on that. So I'm glad to get that out. And Charlie in Waukesha, let's turn to you next. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling to congratulate Norb and John on a job well done in their contribution to tourist literature, and I emphasize the word literature because I think the guide is, and it gives a real sense of place. Door County is a special place, and through Norb's words, I think much of that is captured, and it's just a delight to read.
Oh,
thank you,
Charlie.
Charlie is a great bookman, and we sometimes a great Wisconsin bookman. And anything you're looking for in relation to Wisconsin history, this is the man. He can find. If he doesn't have it, he will find it. He's a book picker, a book finder, and he's John. I think we could call him. A member, we try to put him on our staff. He's our historical archive man when we're stuck with something. And you can see his work, the historical aspects that are featured in the Go Guide. A lot of that came from Charlie and also on the website. I know John used him for some wonderful sections on the website. So.
Oh, yeah, one of the things we did on the website, Larry, is... we have a Door County photography section. Of course, we have still photos in there and that kind of thing. But Charlie gave us access to his extensive collection of postcards about Door County. So we've kind of split them up into different themes.
Yeah, wonderful old cards.
Old cards about the cherry industry, about Ephraim and black and white in the early part of last century, Sister Bay, etc., all revealed through tourism postcards. It's kind of an interesting way to look at the county.
Absolutely. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And as long as we're kind of on that literary note, Jeff in Milwaukee emailed and wondered what is the hidden literary gem in Door County that he should know about.
Hidden literary gem?
Yeah. What is the hidden literary gem in Door County that he should know about?
Well, Holland's book. I mean, that's one of the key histories of the county, literary gem, and so far he captures these towns in a period of time, you know, that you won't find anywhere else. He lived in this, what is now the Peninsula State Park, near where the fire tower is there, the lookout tower.
Yeah, lookout tower.
Yeah, he lived back there and in another part of Ephraim. He was a resident, became a resident of Ephraim. But he's got wonderful stories about the county and big snowstorms and the first settlements. And that would be one.
And what was his name again? I'm sorry.
Hjalmar R. It's H.R. Holand, H-O-L-A-N-D.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, and he wrote about the county, you know, shortly after these events, so it's probably the only look we can have at the county from the 1800s in particular in such depth, because, you know, he was up, I think his first trip to the county was hitchhiking up here in 1895 or
right.
Something like that.
Wow. Well, he talks about walking from Fish Creek, the town, to way into the interior of that park, and how people walked along the shoreline to get to the boat with provisions in Sturgeon Bay. I mean, imagine from Ephraim walking along that shoreline to Sturgeon Bay. Yeah, it's a great history. So,
all right, well, there we go. Let's go to Cindy in De Pere next. Cindy, hello. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for a great show. Hey, I have a person or the name of a photographer. I don't know if you still look for photographers from that area, but I have a picture hanging in my living room. It's just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, taken at Cave Point. And this photographer, his name is Kevin Trinkner, and he does totally nature scenes. He does them all over the United States, but he has done some amazing pictures in the Door County area that I'm sure would be really neat to have on your website.
I'd love to know more about them.
That's been one of the hardest things. You know, we talk about Dan Anderson, but every once in a while you're looking for people, photographers, and other than landscape as well, and it's hard, you know. And there's so much great stuff out there that you just never see. A tourist may have taken, and may himself or herself be a fantastic photographer, but how do you find that stuff? It turns up years later, if it turns up at all, you know. So
one of the things that he does is that he's into hiking, so he'll go into places where other people don't go to get these amazing shots.
What was his name again?
His name is Kevin Trinkner, T-R-I-N-K-N-E-R. And I know, like, when I looked for his website, all I did was punch in Kevin Trinkner, and then I got to it.
Okay.
Wow, I'll look him up.
All right, thank you very much, Cindy. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. And Gene in Prentice, Wisconsin. We turn to you now. Hi, Gene.
Hi. Say, I wanted to talk about Door County in the wintertime because I think that is a fabulously beautiful time to visit. I've taken my family snowshoeing in Peninsula State Park, and we've gone sledding on the golf course. There are no tourists there. It's gorgeous. Prices are cheaper. It's quiet. It's just like fairyland up there in the middle of winter.
That's my favorite season at this point. And it took me a while to turn around to it, but I did a whole book on that, just called Winter Book. But I absolutely agree, and I just almost can't wait. I have kind of bout with a serious illness here this past year, and a little bit afraid of this winter because the first time I'm starting to get cold already in the fall, and I always look forward to it. But I think we'll be okay. But exactly what he says, if people have not seen this place, if they only know it in July, I feel sorry for you. You got to come back.
It really is
in January and February.
I really agree with Gene, and we've cross country skied and snowshoed as well in Peninsula. And just the experience in winter is so much different. You've got a little piece on what you call Hill 17.
Yeah. One in the park is a memory too of that of just sledding here. Things you can still do here like that in the park. And that particular golf hole of 17 has this wonderful hill where I used to bring my own kids when they were little, and where people still go to this day. It's not quite as dangerous. They've got a fence up, and there's more. You know, we're trying to protect our kids all the time. Don't take too many risks. But it used to be just fun, and you'd even see people come down on skis and pieces of cardboard, anything they could find to go down the hill. And but that's a sure stop come winter.
The county has some of the most beautiful cross country skiing in Wisconsin too. Newport State Park, Peninsula State Park. It's if you're a cross country skier, of course, it's dependent on snow, but it's just a great vacation.
And Gene was right too. Things are a little cheaper.
Yep.
Cheaper.
Yep.
It's
lodging is for sure.
Lodging is for sure, and you can still get some memorable meals in many of the restaurants.
Not all the high end restaurants are open, but. We lost Danny Peterson's place in Olson Bay here with a fire this year, but he'll be ready to go back in April. But Al's is open all year round, and you can't beat that. And the White Gull.
And the White Gull's open,
And some of the small. We got some great coffee shops. That's something we're going to probably be working with, featuring a little more in the coming issue for 2011. But Sister Bay has. Base Camp, which we popularize and go there a lot. Wonderful.
And drink
wonderful
coffee,
coffee
too.
House.
Yep.
Drink coffee is another one, yeah. And we got Brew in Ellison Bay now. So slowly Door County catches up to the rest of the world.
Well, I tell you what, one of my favorite stops is Trio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just there the other night for calamari.
Oh, well, see, I go for the cassoulet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
My, they make a cassoulet that my mother made a cassoulet.
Oh.
And she made a wonderful cassoulet, and this is as close to that my mother's cassoulet.
I've only had that once. I have to try that again, Larry.
It's as close to my mother's cassoulet as I've ever experienced, so it's the only thing I ever order when I go there.
Yeah, but he's closed in winter. You don't.
Yeah, no, you can't find him in winter. But during the rest of the year, it's a sure stop for us.
You know, another hidden treasure in the restaurant circuit is down there in Egg Harbor, the Alpine. I don't know how many people ever go there, but boy, there's Door County circa 1950, if 1930. You know, it's got a Germanic aspect to it or Swiss aspect to it, and a wonderful place to go in the summertime and just get a meal. Big old wide porch there overlooking Egg Harbor, and get a good brandy old fashioned, sit down and relax for the evening.
And I'll just mention one more that I've had many a time. I've had fish at the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Sister Bay Bowl. That's a passion for locals and tourists on Friday night especially.
Well, this has just been a delightful conversation. And I want to, again, want to thank you guys. But, John, people want to get the Go Guide. How do they do that?
To get a copy of the Go Guide mailed to you. And by the way, Larry, I've already gotten 12 requests since we've been on air. Simply email me, John Nelson, at John, J-O-H-N, at doorguidepublishing.com, and I'll mail you a copy the same day.
John at doorguidepublishing.com, and take a look at the website. The website is?
DoorCountyToday.com.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you. I hope we can do this again.
All right, Larry. Oh,
great. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Time.
Yeah, great. It was great fun. Thank you both so much for being with us today. Norb Bly, writer extraordinaire and publisher from Ellison Bay, Wisconsin. John Nelson, editor and publisher of The Go Guide, a pocket directory to the Door Peninsula and Islands. It really is a magical place, Door County. I really enjoy it. I enjoy a lot of places in Wisconsin, and we'll talk about some of those places too as we go along here on the Ideas Network. And sometimes I like to travel as well. And Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com, is going to be talking with us about traveling out of the state as we discuss airfare purchasing decisions and how you can make the best one for you. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.